In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We heard today from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. He says to them that God has exhibited us apostles, speaking of course of himself and the other apostles, has exhibited us as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we become a spectacle to the world, to angels and men. He goes on and he says, we are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst, we are ill-clad and buffeted and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. When we hear this passage, we might think that Paul is congratulating the Corinthians, that somehow they have done better. Because even though Paul and the other apostles are fools for Christ's sake, the Corinthians are wise. And even though he and the other apostles are weak, they are strong. But in fact, if we read the entire epistle, we understand that Paul is saying the exact opposite to the Corinthians. He's criticizing them. He's, in a very nice, fatherly way, making fun of them. You know, just like we may do sometimes in our own house with our children when they get a little bit too high about themselves. And this is why St. Paul says towards the end of today's reading, I do not write this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you. To admonish you as my beloved children. So Paul is, again, criticizing the Corinthians for the fact that the apostles are held in disrepute, but they are wanting to be and are held in honor. That the apostles are weak, but the Corinthians think that they should be strong. That Paul and the other apostles are considered fools for Christ's sake. Why? Because they believe and profess in this crucified Messiah, this man who was humiliated in front of everyone on the cross, and they proclaim him as Christ crucified, but the Corinthians think themselves to be wise in Christ. So what St. Paul is saying is, if we are your fathers and your teachers, and we are weak and held in disrepute and are considered fools for Christ's sake, what's wrong with you? That you are considered and want to be considered wise and powerful and not to be considered as fools. So, brothers and sisters, again, Paul is admonishing his flock because they want the things of this world. They want worldly power. They want to be recognized in this world as people who are respected, who are loved by this world, and that's why Paul is admonishing them. And this should be a lesson for us, brothers and sisters, because today we see so often, we hear so often, Christians talking about having power in this world. So often we hear Christians concerned and speaking about what can we do to have more power in the government? What can we do to have more power in the culture? And yet we don't hear anything about this from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let alone any of his apostles. They're not concerned about that. Why? Because they're not concerned with having power. Jesus said his kingdom was not of this world. And furthermore, they recognize the fact that when we do become powerful, we become corrupt. As the famous saying goes, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so it is we see oftentimes in the church when people become priests and bishops, it goes to their head. They think that they've become something. And we priests and bishops have to be careful about this ourselves. That we don't think that we have so much power that we become unlike the apostles who were humble and who seek to bless and use their power and their authority, their spiritual authority, for the service of others. And so often it happens that when Christians have come into power historically, that they too become corrupted. We think that if we can take over institutions, if we can take over worldly power, that we will change it. But what we often find is the very opposite. It changes us, and not for the better. Why is that? Because we cannot force our values. We cannot force the gospel. We cannot force the way of Christ on other people. It is a decision that they have to make. And first and foremost, it is a decision that we have to make ourselves. We have to decide to put into practice the gospel. We have to decide to follow the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, the teachings of St. Paul and the other apostles in the Holy Scriptures, as well as, of course, the Old Testament. We have to be concerned first and foremost with ourselves. Not, of course, that we overlook other people in need, but meaning that we're focused on our own spiritual life, that we are focused on our own repentance, that we are focused on becoming humble as our Lord Jesus Christ and His apostles became humble. And if we don't focus on that, and our concern is everybody else, if our concern is the culture, if our concern is the government, we lose sight of working on our own selves and our own salvation. And in the meantime, we start to allow corruption amidst ourselves. So, brothers and sisters, let us take to heart the words of the Holy Apostle Paul today to the Corinthians as they speak to us as well. If it was good enough for them to be fools in this world, it ought to be good enough for us. We shouldn't worry about whether we're considered to be wise by the people of this world. If they are weak, it's okay for us to be weak and not to be the most powerful in this society, so long as we are following after the teachings of Christ. And if it was good enough for them to be held in disrepute, to be ashamed in front of others, it should be good enough for us. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Apostle Paul teaches us today not to make us ashamed, but to admonish us to follow after His way, which is the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.